Let him down so badly this year that he's going to look up his own info next
year. Say what you want about me. Say what you want about me. But there's one thing you can't. And then that's I know strategy. And I know that you guys love to enlighten people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I use that.
Against us.
No, I don't use it against you. I use it for my benefit. So I'll say I know Pixie knows a lot about a
Wisconsin.
Particular deal. Sure. And you know a lot about the particular deal. So I pick your brain. And that's my strategy.
Well, got you a third place finish this year. You happy?
I should have been first, but
hey, we all should have been first.
Hey, you beat Kane. Be happy.
Yeah, Chris Kane, did you guys, were you okay with that date? Kane's going to bring us in lunch after the first of the year.
Hey, fine by me, bro.
Sure, I'm in.
That's all look, my whole goal going in, knowing I'm not going to buy myself a steak dinner, is to not finish last. Oh, and that I've been able to achieve that. And luckily, as long as Wally sticks around and Kane's here, we're probably fine.
I don't get this. Wally, when he picks in his newspaper column, is like unbeatable. And then he comes on the radio and he's not. I don't understand the disconnect.
Oh, I think, well, the problem is he picks like games that we don't pick. And it's easy. If all we did was pick SEC games, it'd be easy.
I think maybe therein lies the rub.
Yeah. I mean, if I picked nothing but SEC games, just picking a winner would be cake, especially when you're talking about West versus East. Yeah.
I would have a really good record over these 10, 12 years if we never picked Arkansas State games.
Well, that too.
They've killed me.
Well, Arkansas killed me. I missed like 6 or 7 Arkansas games this year.
I was good. I was good on the Hog games this year.
Yeah, you did good. Yeah. Robbie Neiswanger, I don't know about his prediction abilities, but he's certainly a well-informed individual. So, Pat, if you're looking for facts, maybe you should turn to RN instead of us two idiots.
It's only where I get my facts.
What do you say there, Robbie?
I'll say I'm terrible with predictions, though. So.
Well, good. No. We're not turning to you for that anyway. We just want information.
Good. Good.
Facts.
Good.
All the facts that are fit to print or tell us on the radio.
All right. Perfect.
You want to talk basketball or football first?
Either one.
Let's go basketball. All right, basketball plays first, so we'll let them go first. They play against the Dayton Flyers tomorrow.
That's it.
At 1 o'clock or noon? 1 o'clock,
one
I think
o'clock.
It is? Yeah.
1 o'clock.
At the Bud. So Arkansas looking to rebound. I know that Michael Qualls and Bobby Portis, among others, spoke to the media yesterday. What did you get out of that?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, this team it's been a long week for this team just because, you know, they're coming off those two losses. They're very frustrated with the way it's gone on. You know, they've had to be on the practice court all week long. And, you know, said that, I guess it was Porsche that said that Mike Anderson's been very tough on them, which you would expect, you know, after struggling so much. And so they're ready to get back out there. They want to prove that the team that really kind of fumbled things away on the road is not who they are this year. And we'll find out. We'll find out because they've got a very big test, you know, with Dayton coming in here. I mean, this is a team that obviously had a great run in the NCAA tournament last year and has guys back from that team and has gotten off to a pretty good start this year. So it's going to be a big game tomorrow.
Yeah, Arkansas has had one bad loss this season, and if that's the case in 4 weeks from now, we're still saying that, I feel pretty good about them. But it's do or die time right now. Pat has said they will not lose again in the 2014 calendar year. And that sounds kind of like it's a smart-alecky comment, but it's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, they still have a few games left before the end of the year.
Yeah, but I think this is probably the last big hurdle.
Yeah.
I think if they win this game, then, I mean, that's a safe bet right there. They probably will. And I think that would be big for this team if they can get that done. You know, we know they got to figure some things out, though. They got to play better defensively. We all saw what happened against Iowa State, and then obviously down the stretch against Clemson. You got to have somebody on the floor that's going to really kind of, you know, command the offense and be in charge and say, this is what we're going to do. And I know a lot of what Mike talked about yesterday was we've got to get the ball to Bobby Portis, you know, when the game's on the line or in a situation like that where we need the bucket or we need to get fouled or we need to get somebody needs to get to the free throw line. They just looked kind of out of sorts there late in the game against Clemson, and it really obviously came back and hurt them.
Robbie Neiswanger, the Arkansas News Bureau, joining us on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline, talking a little Razorback hoops, and I think we have exhausted that. So, do we know anything about Dayton? Anybody?
You know, they beat Texas A&M in Puerto Rico earlier in the season, which crazy things happen in Puerto Rico, so I'm not holding that against Texas A&M because they're actually not having a bad year. I think they're a little bit on the young side, Dayton is.
Yeah.
The Wright brothers had a bicycle shop there before they invented the airplane. You said you know anything about Dayton.
I can tell you that they've got the best name in college basketball in Scoochie Smith. So
Scoochie?
Getting better than that.
Scoochie. That's as good as Munchie.
Hey, Scoochie.
We got a Scoochie there. We got a Scooby win a big award last night from Arizona.
That's a good nickname.
Did he really?
Yeah.
So they, you know, obviously they've been pretty hot here for the last couple of years with Archie Miller.
Yeah.
It's as a matter of fact, they've got four new guys. coming in from the team last year, who had a pretty good run. So we'll see. We'll see. They got to jump on him early, though.
And they've got a center in Devin Scott who's got three straight double doubles. So obviously he's somebody that Arkansas is going to have to be aware of because he's going to do some pretty good work down low. So it's a big matchup between Portis and Devin Scott. So that's one to watch obviously tomorrow.
And there's not too many guys that are going to get the best of Bobby Portis this year, and that's you're right about that though. They definitely have got to focus on him being the number one option. And I hope they can make that adjustment. I really do.
For the football team, Robbie, they will head down, my understanding is, on Friday before the ball game on Monday. What's your travel schedule? And let's talk a little bit about the matchup with Texas. I honestly don't know a lot about Texas other than they got off to a really horrible start. They had a few guys that got booted off before the season began, and they have come on a little bit better here at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's a transition year for them. And, you know, I actually wrote a story earlier this week just about how really the Longhorns and Razorbacks kind of taken, you know, in some ways a similar path to this bowl because they both started off, you know, pretty rough, pretty rocky, and weren't able to get some wins, and they needed some late season wins to be able to become bowl eligible. And, you know, Texas got its breakthrough and won three straight, got bowl eligible, and lost their final game, just like, you know, Arkansas won two straight to become bowl eligible. So, you know, there's some similarities with this team. Obviously, both of them are really dependent on their defenses this year. We know Texas has been really bad at times offensively, although they've gotten better as the season's gone on. But, you know, with Charlie Strong defensively, they've been a very, very good group. And, you know, if you remember last year, Texas was pretty porous defensively last year. So he's done a good job of turning them around defensively. And we know what Arkansas has done on defense with Rob Smith. So, you know, I'm not expecting a very high-scoring game. I think both these teams are going to be able to do some things offensively, but it's really going to be about the defense, which one, you know, really kind of holds up more than the other, you know, when you're talking about who's going to win this game.
What, I guess, you know, I don't really know, like I said, I don't know a lot about Texas, period, so what else are we looking for from them? We don't ever talk about their offense. We just talk about how their defense sort of keeps them in games. What do we know about them offensively?
I don't know much, to be honest with you. I know that, like I said, they started off very, very poorly. They had trouble scoring. They really couldn't get anything done. I think they were shut out by, what was it, Kansas State, something like that. Just had a really rough time. But, you know, they have gotten better. They have turned the corner. They've been putting some points on the board here lately. You know, so they feel like they've gotten better. But as far as personnel goes, I don't know much about their personnel yet. I haven't really, you know, jumped into that. And certainly we'll be doing that here in the next couple of weeks.
What's your schedule?
I'm actually head down on the 26th, too. That's my travel plans. We'll drive down there, drive down to Houston, and, you know, be there for the first bowl press conference. Will be on the 27th. And it's a little different this year because the last time Arkansas went to bowls, you know, it basically was an entire week worth of stuff. And this is going to be a little bit of a quick turnaround, which I'm okay with. You know, but they'll get there on the 26th. They'll have practices and press conferences on the 27th. And I think the 28th, and then you play on the 29th. So it'll be a nice, quick, you know, quick trip. They won't be down there forever. But I think it's, I mean, honestly, when you're talking about getting in a bowl game in Texas to play Texas, I mean, it really couldn't have been any more perfect for Arkansas this year. This is a great ending for them to be able to play the Longhorns down there.
No question about it. Robbie, appreciate the time, and have a good weekend. We'll catch up next week.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Robbie Nicewanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. You guys ready for some